Today I have with me Annie Pumphrey from Inspiring Women Among Us. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Annie. So I am currently a master's student in the Natural Resources and Environmental Studies program at UNBC, and I'm a student associate with Inspiring Women Among Us.
Awesome. And so what is Inspiring Women Among Us?
So Inspiring Women Among Us is a Made in Prince George organization with an emphasis on power and leadership. So it's based around an event that happens once a year, and it aspires to encourage mentoring, training, resource sharing, and skill development for members of underrepresented groups.
Could you elaborate a bit on your role within the event?
Yeah, so my role is largely communications and social media, so I've been helping kind of spread the word about the event, which is all online this year. So there's definitely a bigger push to kind of extend it past the Prince George community. And I've also helped with a new project called Claiming Spaces, which is a new element and part of the Inspiring Women Among Us project for the year.
Could you touch a bit on what the Claiming Spaces project is and how people can access it?
So Claiming Spaces is in conjunction with the City of Prince George and the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. So the goal of the project is to encourage youth participation and youth from marginalized groups to run for a formal political office and to engage in leadership activities. So initially it was going to be an in-person project with different workshops and mentoring opportunities. But because of COVID, it's all online now. So it's now a series of online resources and a bunch of different video interviews with community leaders in the North and in Prince George.
You mentioned that this year's Inspiring Women Among Us is being broadcasted remotely due to COVID-19. What has that been like?
It's been a challenge, but there are a lot of opportunities that come from it. So it is a lot harder to get the word out and to engage community just over the internet, because a lot of times it's a big campus-oriented project, so a lot of people on the ground postering and talking to people in person. But some of the benefits of it being online are that people from outside Prince George community can attend, and it does make it a bit more accessible for people who can't attend in person. So I think there's a lot of learning that has been done this year being more online and has opened the doors for lots of different types of workshops that can be done at home.
Those are some really good positives. How did you initially get involved in Inspiring Women Among Us?
So I have a background in political sciences. And Zoe Melodis, who is my supervisor, and Annie Booth are two of the founders of Inspiring Women Among Us, and they're both on my committee for my master's degree. So I learned about it through them, and I'm really passionate about encouraging youth to go into leadership because I think we need more young, underrepresented voices in politics. It's something I'm super passionate about, and it's a nice break from doing schoolwork to work on something for the community.
Absolutely, yeah. And in your biography on the Inspiring Women Among Us website, you mentioned the need for more Black and Indigenous people of color and LGBTQ plus leadership in leadership roles. And so how does Inspiring Women Among Us aim to promote that?
A lot of our events that we have are led and run by individuals from underrepresented groups. So I think a big part of inspiring underrepresented groups is for people to see people like themselves in leadership roles and to hear those stories and experiences and be able to connect their own minds to people who have found success in leadership.
Absolutely. And so how would people who want to get more involved with perhaps being more behind the scenes in Inspiring Women Among Us in future years potentially go about doing that?
Well, with COVID, it's a bit tricky, but we do look for volunteers throughout the year. And this event is very community driven. So we're always open to new ideas. And if there are any people out there who have great ideas for possible events or workshops, we're super open to welcoming a whole bunch of different types of events every year and throughout the year too. So we're always happy to talk to people and include new voices.
For sure. Do you have any advice to people who perhaps would want to start or join a similar initiative in their own communities outside of Prince George?
Yeah, there's a lot of great resources now online. I think the online community is strengthening. And then the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, they're a governmental organization that has a lot of different opportunities for small communities to start up similar projects. So they offer different grants and workshops. So our Claiming Spaces project was through one of those grants. So they're a great organization to get in touch with and are really supportive.
Absolutely. And so could you just talk a little bit about the events that are going to be held this upcoming week?
Yeah, so Inspiring Women Among Us, it started on the 18th, so we're going until November 25th. So we have a bunch of events still, and they're all online. They're all free to access. You can find the links on our website. On Tuesday, we have an event specifically about the Claiming Spaces project. Mayor Lynn Hall is going to be there, as well as a Prince George City Councilor. And some participants from the project. So yeah, I really encourage if people have an extra hour to spare in the next few days to check out one of the events happening. It's pretty low commitment, you can do it from home, and it's a good chance to meet people in the community online.
Absolutely, yeah. And was there anything else that you wanted to add?
I don't think so, not at this point, but yeah, I just really encourage people to at least just check out the website, because there's lots of events for everyone. There's some yoga and movement workshops too. And you don't have to be an identifying woman either to be part of this event. It's for all genders, so everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for doing this interview with us.
Yeah, thanks so much.